Revisiting thermal charge carrier refractive noise in semiconductor optics for gravitational wave interferometers, by Harrison Siegel et al. The test masses in next-generation gravitational wave interferometers may have a semiconductor substrate, most likely silicon. The stochastic motion of charge carriers within the semiconductor will cause random fluctuations in the material's index of refraction, introducing a noise source called thermal charge carrier refractive (TCCR) noise. TCCR noise was previously studied in 2020 by Bruns et al., using a Langevin force approach. Here we compute the power spectral density of TCCR noise by both using the fluctuation dissipation theorem (FDT) and accounting for previously neglected effects of the standing wave of laser light which is produced inside the input test mass by its high reflecting coatings. We quantify our results with parameters from Einstein telescope, and show that at temperatures of 10 K the amplitude of TCCR noise is up to a factor of 2 times greater than what was previously claimed, and from 77 K to 300 K the amplitude is around 5 to 7 orders of magnitude lower than previously claimed when we choose to neglect the standing wave, and is up to a factor of 6 times lower if the standing wave is included. Despite these differences, we still conclude like Bruns et al. That TCCR noise should not be a limiting noise source for next-generation gravitational wave interferometers. This was Revisiting Thermal Charge Carrier Refractive Noise in Semiconductor Optics for Gravitational Wave Interferometers, by Harrison Siegel et al.